Hope you've been having a wonderful Monday morning so far, and welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner. My name is Isabel Barube, and if you didn't have the chance to tune in last week, this week's episode is a continuation of our series on the winners of the Huntsville Young Writers Contest. Last spring, youth creatives from Madison County and Huntsville submitted their poetry and prose to the Huntsville Literary Association. Today's episode features excerpts from the prose winners, starting with the junior short story winner, Abby Wilson, and her story, Ira's Hidden Hope.
The palace had gotten a lot smaller than it used to be, or maybe Ira had just gotten taller. It felt unfamiliar, like a whole new place to explore. People danced in circles in the center of the room, with two people sitting on grand chairs in the front of the room by the piano. My parents. Ira's heart sank. They looked miserable. Her mother's face was pale and daunted, and her father looked tired and snapped at anyone who came near. They were normally so polite and cheerful. Why were they now so grim? And at a party, no less. Ira distracted herself by trying to heave herself up the work ropes that the chandelier lighters used to get into the eaves of the elegant room. She scanned the crowd, looking for any members who could be her suspect. But then she saw him, her bounty target. He looked inconspicuous at Ira's first glance, but at a closer look revealed more. He wore strange robes from everyone else, pure black from the sea of reds, oranges, and yellows. He hung around the back of the room with a black hood over his black tuxedo, and he glanced up when a servant passed by, then quickly tried to avert his gaze from them. Ira tipped her bow with a blue powder that would knock the shady man unconscious. She had an arrow aimed at the man's back, a perfect shot despite the crowded ballroom. Taking a deep, steady breath, she pulled the bowstring taut and prepared to let the arrow fly, but then her target turned around and looked directly at her, finding her in the eaves, as if he knew that she was there all along.
Abby is a rising seventh grader at Discovery Middle School and has been writing for 2 years now. She's currently working on getting her first short story collection published, entitled Summer Moon. Up next, we have Ella Esslinger and her short story, The Redneck Viking.
Emily was leading their group out of the cemetery, and she turned back at the sound of the flop. She groaned in exasperation when she made out Buck's figure as he clumsily grasped Johnny's arms. She winced when she saw the mud dripping off of Johnny's face. "Please, for heaven's sake, tell me you didn't just drop my brother. Please say you didn't just drop him face first into mud." "I didn't drop your brother into the mud. Especially not in his face. Not at all. I don't know what you're talking about," proclaimed unconvincingly. Emily groaned, running her hands down her face. "Why am I helping you morons?" "Because you love us very much and we are granting your brother's dying wish," Gus replied. "And because we drove my truck over here." They could hear the grin in his voice as he commented on the exchange. After Johnny's death, everyone had been a little more sad, and it had been a little bit harder to smile, especially for Gus. Gus and Johnny had been close, and hearing that spark of happiness in his voice egged Buck on. Even Rufus joined in. Emily rolled her eyes, deciding to play along. It somehow made the task of lugging a corpse around less grim.
If you want to know what happens next, you can listen to these stories in full on WLRH.org underneath the podcasts tab. Thank you so much for joining us this week to celebrate these young writers here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.